Hi everyone. A few weeks ago, on several email discussion lists, there was a lot of animated debate about the contributions of Siddhartha Mitra to the world of education. In particular, at the IA TEFL conference, people seemed irate that he was suggesting that teachers weren't needed, and he was described as a madman with a microphone. I'll come back to that comment later, but I first came across Siddhartha Mitra 10 years or so ago, and probably like most of us, through his experiments with the Hole in the Wall project, so-called, where a computer was put in a wall in a village outside of Delhi in India, and children were observed to work out how to use the computer, how to use the internet, simply by working with each other without any instruction or the role of an expert. More recently, I came across his work again when I went looking for expert commentary on the state of education across the world. My particular concern at the moment is that we seem to be obsessed with assessment and testing, and it results in a culture of compliance where it's very difficult for things like innovation and creativity to flourish. And I came across a quote from Siddhartha Mitra when he was asked, why has this situation come to be? And he said, it's the result of the stupidity and short-sighted self-interest of politicians combined with the laziness and cowardice of many who work in education. This was actually music to my ears because my own workplace that I've actually recently left some 2 months ago, I'd regularly been telling people that this had happened because of our collective laziness or inability to see that these gradual changes were resulting in something quite profound where the system had become hamstrung with assessment and testing. So I rediscovered Siddhartha Mitra in a very new context. So again, back to his recent presentations at conferences where he seems to have stirred up a lot of quite angry debate, people seem to be thinking that he doesn't see a role for the teacher. Interestingly, Gavin Dee on the Webheads list posted about a year ago that he didn't see anything revolutionary about what Siddhartha Mitra was proposing, that is, that children work in small groups with technology as being their primary focus or their primary source of content, and basically it was a process where children worked with each other and the content they were getting from the internet to solve problems. Now, I'm not going to argue with Gavin whether or not that's a revolutionary process, but I think it's a very good process and one that should be encouraged in educational sectors. So Mitra is really referring primarily to primary school children. As Graham Stanley says in his blog, children sort of roughly 8 to 12 years old, and Graham's post is a wonderful description of all the elements of a soul, as it's called. Let me go back to my notes here to see what soul actually is, a self-organized learning environment. I saw Siddhartha Mitra at a conference in Australia, at the EduTech conference in Brisbane about 2 weeks ago, and I found him just inspiring. I didn't see a madman with a microphone. I didn't see or hear a man who seemed to be suggesting there was no role for teachers. I saw a man who was suggesting that the role of the teacher should definitely change, and it's been very often described over the years as a shift from sage on the stage to guide on the side. That's really what he's talking about. I didn't see a man who was saying, this is the way. I saw a man who appeared to be quite humble and regularly throughout his address said, look, I don't know if this is the right way, but I have set up a number of, let's call them experimental classes around the world, and he likes what he sees. He thinks they work, and he's been given $15 million, I think it is, from UNESCO to replicate this model of a cloud-based classroom around the world. So I don't think he's a madman. I don't think he's suggesting that teachers are no longer relevant, and I think he's quite humble in his approach. I think he's also quite wise. He said when you work with children in this environment, there's a natural process where children come to you as the responsible adult in the room and says, you know, is this the right answer? And of course, in that situation, the teacher, of course, can say yes or no, or even give them the right answer, because typically the teacher will know the answer. But the challenge is what to say to learners at that point. If the idea is for them to be responsible for their own learning, what you need to do is to be able to give them suggestions as to what to do next or where they might go to find another answer or look at the problem from a different perspective. So he's just talking about, he just seemed to me like many of us who are tired of the old way that traditional classrooms are arranged, where work is given to students, they do the homework, they do the tasks, and you correct it and say right or wrong. He wants another kind of model where students themselves have a lot more responsibility for inquiry and finding out the right answers, and don't need the educator to tell them you're right or wrong, that the children themselves, or adult learners, will know when they've found the right answer. So I don't think it's something that is just suitable for children. I'd like to see his model replicated in other sectors. The vocational education and training sector for adults in Australia is where I've been working for a long time, and also in higher ed, because I think it's transferable. He issued two challenges to the people listening to his address at this conference 2 weeks ago, that if you're working with the curriculum or whatever body of information you have, that it's the official document that you're working with that guides the sequence of topics in your teaching, look at a section of that curriculum and distill the one or two key questions that you can give to the learners to solve the problem, rather than give a structured sequence of activities with the answers more or less built in. I mean, so many educators who think that a more innovative way to go is to provide questions that children or learners need to answer, rather than give them the answers. So that's an interesting challenge, to think about the work you do, and think about a topic of work you do, and distill the one or two key questions that you would give to your classes and saying, see if you can solve this problem. And the other thing, I think, which is a challenge, is referring to that situation again, when a learner comes to you and says, is this okay? And you can say yes or no, this is right, this is wrong, or you can give them further direction, further suggestions, further perspectives. And that's tricky. That's because I think many of us can condition to give the answer, but as Mitra says, we shouldn't be giving the answer, that the learners themselves need to come up with the answer. So there are the two challenges. Distill what you're teaching down to the one or two key questions and hand those over to the students to answer with the help of internet technology, and redefine your role as not the person with the answers, but the person who's able to guide people in the right direction. So I don't think he's mad. I think he's quite wise. I liked what he has to say and found it quite inspiring. And it's nice to know that he's still out there pushing the boundaries and looking for other ways for education to be more innovative and more creative.